This September is Biodiversity Month. So how do we engage in biodiversity and get kids to engage? Well, a Canberra startup has turned it into a quest to protect life on Earth. Last week, their mobile game, Questagame, won the Science Eureka Prize for Innovation in Citizen Science. Questagame has been compared to the Pokemon Go of the real world. The co-founder and head of communications and user experience of Questagame, David Haynes, says the game is about adventure.
It's a real-world adventure game in your pocket, on your mobile phone. So what it's about is engaging people in the real world, in nature, getting them exploring.
The outdoor biodiversity game allows players to explore by taking photos of animals, plants, or fungi. They then log their sightings with their location, and then this data can be sent to science databases. David says players can earn more points for correctly naming the species of their sightings.
Right. Now, if you're a bit of a naturalist and know what you're looking at, you can get points by identifying it yourself, but it's okay to be a novice and learn as a part of this process. So when the experts help identify what you've found, you'll be learning. But the great thing is ultimately that data then also helps with biodiversity citizen science. So the information is shared with biodiversity research databases, so that it can be used in different ways to help protect life on Earth.
Now, when it comes to getting out and about, spotting living things, Melissa Murray, the science communicator and digital content producer at Australian Museum, says we're quite lucky here in Australia.
What's known as a hotspot of biodiversity. We have more variation of species in one backyard of Australia than the entire of the UK has.
So it isn't surprising that people in Australia are finding some extraordinary things. In Questagame, David says they recently had a player send in a sighting of an endangered bird. Someone else found a species of fly that has no wings. But a really unique find was a new species of spider. So who found this red, orange and yellow spotted spider? In Western Australia, there is a small regional community called Leonora. It's about 240 kilometres north of Kalgoorlie. It was here that 9-year-old Boyden George found a new species of spider on a school excursion.
Walking around and looking for stuff like lizards and insects and looking under the rocks. And then I seen this little black thing moving on the ground and I said, "Hey, what's that? Let's have a closer look." And then we seen it was a spider. So my friend stayed there and I went over and told Dave from the CSIRO, and he came over and took pictures and he took it down to the scientist.
That Bush Day school excursion was part of a CSIRO Science Pathways program with his school. And since Boyden's finding, he has won the CSIRO Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Student Science Award. Melissa Murray from the Australian Museum says nature provides some great lessons, like patience.
So nature is a beautiful way to teach children and their families so many aspects of life, whether it's patience while you're waiting to see the whale jump out at certain times of the year when the whales are migrating, you're sitting on a headland, it's like, I want to see it now. No, you have to wait because we don't control nature. We're just here to observe it.
Melissa Murray says it's important for all of us that children engage in biodiversity.
The more often that children are exposed to, introduced to and engaged with biodiversity or geodiversity, we're going to have a good future looking after our planet.
Beginning with a few thousand dollars from a Kickstarter campaign, Questagame hope the Eureka Prize will open a few doors for them. In the meantime, players will be out searching the biodiversity in their backyards, gaining gold points and priceless life skills. Boyden George tells us what we might need for this search.
Well, I think you'd need to have this stuff with you. Binoculars, magnifying glass, containers with little holes in them to keep the animal or whatever you've got in the container breathing, and food and water.
That was Boyden George. This is Marlene Even reporting for 2SER Radio.